Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Welcome all of you here to the house of God once again on this beautiful Tuesday that God has created. The sun is shining. The weather is amazing. I forgot to check the weather. I don't know how long that's going to last. But anyways, I'm going to enjoy it right now. I'm going to enjoy it. And I'm going to enjoy this sweet, sweet presence that's in this place, the house of God. It's always my hope, it's my expectation in a way that you feel the same thing that I feel, that I see, that I hear the same things that I do, that you have the same walk, if not even greater than myself, a relationship with God. That's personally my desire. Amen? And today we have a special service here this morning. We're going to be ministered to by a very special speaker. Amen? I just want to announce briefly that we have services here this morning. We have service tomorrow, 7 p.m., a Bible study. Also, two services on Sunday. And I want to officially announce a three-day conference next week, which is going to be a prophetic conference, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Tuesday morning, 10:30, Wednesday night, 7 p.m., and Thursday night, 7 p.m. More details are about to be just around the corner, but come receive a prophetic word and also divine healing. And when I say divine healing, I mean emotional healing and physical healing. Amen? Amen? Amen. Nothing short of miraculous. Amen. And it's my honor and my pleasure to introduce this morning's speaker, co-pastor Marcia Santos. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory. He is worthy to be praised. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. For me, it's a privilege to be here in this pulpit, sharing the word of God with you. Amen. The Lord gave this message about a month ago, I would say 4 weeks ago. And God said, I want to give you a message and because you will be called again to share my word. And so I had this ready because it was for today. Amen. God be omniscient, omnipresent. He knows everything. He knows what's happening tomorrow. He knows what's happening after tomorrow. He knows the future. Amen. The future belongs to him. And so it's good to walk by the Spirit. When you hear his message, when you hear what he tells us to do, he wants us to do, and we obey, we are in good hands. Amen? We are on the good path. We are guided, led by the Spirit of the living God. And it's also, I want to, hallelujah, pray blessings upon those who are listening to us this morning. God loves you. God has a future and a hope for you. God has a word for you this morning. Be blessed. Amen? In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. But I want to speak to you this morning about something, promises. Promises. We receive promises. Do you have a promise from the Lord? Do you? I do. I do have promises through his word. I have promises too through prophetic words. Amen. Through words of knowledge. We have promises one way or the other. Amen? If we say, oh, I don't have any promise, nobody ever prophesied for me. The word of God has promises for you. Hallelujah. But there is another way of see this. Have you made a promise? Just think for 1 minute. Have you made a promise before in your life? Can you say amen or you can be quiet? When everyone gets married, when someone gets married, they have promises. That's right. They have vows. They have vows right there in the ceremony on that wedding. That's vows that is asked by the priest by the one that is ministering the wedding. And he asked, amen? He asked for the groom, he asked for the bride. Do you promise? Amen? Love this person. You know? Do you promise this and that until death, you know, sets them apart? So that is vows and promises done by us. So how many times we promise God something? Today is a message that I want to bring you to think about the promises, the vows that you have done to God. And I wrote over here, there are sometimes promises that we make to God, you know? And we say, Lord, if you do this, 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 I vow to do this, this, and this. Lord, if you do this, if you help me this and this and this, I promise you that I do this, this, and this. And we forget many times our promises, our vows. But God also promises us blessings. He promises you many blessings. He promises me many blessings through his word. Through, as I said before, through a prophetic word. Personal promises, some promises that he gave to you, just you and him. Have you ever experienced, now, you, my friend, have you ever experienced God said to you, I will do this to you. I'm going to do this to you. Do not fear. I will bless you. I will do this and this for you. Sometimes God talks to you and he promises you something. I have received promises also that way. And I wrote them. I have a little notebook. Actually, it's not a little. It's thick like this. Somebody gave it to me years ago. They gave several notebooks to me. Many people give a lot. I have like a collection of notebooks and diaries. You know, and I chose the most, the fancy one, the beautiful one, that the edges of the pages are gold. I picked that one, and I wrote down, I'm writing down everything God tells me. Every promise he tells me in person, every prophetical word, I write down them, I write the date, and I put right there, and I go over. Oh, a prophetical dream. Oh, last night, the middle of the night, God gave me a word twice during the night, last night. I wrote down, I cannot write down in that book because I want very nice. So I have just a note, a paper over there in pen, turn on the lights, write down, la, 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 because I can, so I won't forget. Sometimes you forget in the morning. You don't remember anymore. And I want to write exactly the way he said, exactly the word he used it. And I go back later, and I put those words, write them down in that special book that I have. Amen? So those are personal promises, personal words that God gives for us. But God, this morning, what he wants you, brother and sister, to do, what he wants me to do, hallelujah, what it is. He's calling us for alignment of promises today. He is faithful. He wants us to do a search, examination of heart and mind, and see if we are in line with God's concern our vows. And I want to bring you right now, brothers and sisters, I want you to think, just don't listen, just don't keep listening what I'm saying in the sense of without, go back to your memory, think about, and if you nothing comes to your mind this morning, I want you to bring to your memory as we going home, as we leave this place. Say, if nothing still not comes to your mind, there is no remembrance, you speak with the Holy Spirit. You said, Holy Spirit, bring to my memory if I ever promise you something that I forgot to fulfill my vow. Okay? Are you going to do that? If you're going to do that, you're going to say amen. Just heard one person say yes. Are you going to do that, brothers and sisters? This is serious. God wants you to be aligned with his word. Because he say it's better for you not to promise that promise and not fulfill. It's biblical. Amen? And I'm going to show you sometimes how we do not receive our promise because we are in debt with the Lord. We are in debt. God do not forget when you promise. God do not forget your vows. You forget. God never. And it's time for us to put our lives in alignment with the Lord. Totally. Amen? No interruption. No shortness or whatever. We want to be aligned with heaven, with the Holy Spirit. And I want you to go back in your thoughts and think, when, if ever, you have promised God something you haven't yet fulfilled. So let us go now to Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 4 and 5, 4 through 5. And hallelujah. It says, when you make a vow to God, do not delay to pay it. Wow. For he has no pleasure in fools. Pay what you have vowed. Better not to vow than to vow and not pay. I just want you to keep that scripture a little bit more just for few minutes. Brothers and sisters, this is very serious. This is very important. God wants us to be, amen, on time. You see, when you owe people money, when you have to pay, when you have, we all need to pay something, right? We all have some bills. We have your phone bills, and those who have that are married or have a family, you have to pay the water bill. Some of you, you have to pay your power bill, right? Energy that you have, otherwise you won't have it. So you have things that you need to take care of. It's your responsibility, you know? It's your responsibility. You have to do things. You have to pay. Some of you have other things that you need to fulfill every month, right? You have to fulfill. So, as you have, you do not forget, because if you forget to pay what you need to pay, you're going to be in trouble, right? You're going to be in trouble. If you have a car payment, if you don't pay, what's going to happen? You'll be repossessed. You will lose it. And your credit will be damaged. But what about God? What about the Lord? What about the Holy Spirit? Let us go back to that scripture again. Ecclesiastes 5, 4 and 5. When you make a vow to God, do not delay. So do not delay. Fulfill right away. For he has no pleasure. He has no pleasure in people promise and don't fulfill. Pay what you have vowed. Pay. Pay right now. Pay today. Better not to vow than to vow and not pay. Amen? Now, yes, thank you. Sometimes is when it says pay, it doesn't mean that you have to pay in money. It depends on whatever you promise. Sometimes you make vows financially. Lord, I want to give. I did that before. I did many times. I still do. Whenever I feel like led by the Spirit, I say, Lord, I'm going to give an offering of faith on behalf. It's not my tithes. It's nothing to my tithes. It's separate. It's not my offerings. It's a special offering that I give to the Lord. And I actually, if I write down a check, if I go give a check, I write in the memo, what is that for? Is I say my needs and what I have asked for the Lord. And here, Lord, is my offering. I'm sowing towards that blessing. Amen. That is also a financial vow that I'm doing, a financial promise that I do. Lord, if you give me, the many people say, Lord, if you give me this blessing, if you spare my life of this, or if you don't let this to happen, I promise, if you give me that job, I promise, many times people do that, I promise that the very first wage that I receive, the very first payment as my first fruit is going to be all to you. It's going to be all given unto you. Do you know somebody that have done this? Do you know, brothers and sisters? You don't? I do. I do several. Amen? They promise they will give to the Lord. But sometimes when they receive that money, they say, I need this. I cannot give the 100%. I'm going to give just 80% because I have to do this and this. So they are already breaking their promise. They are breaking their vow. Because when they were in need, in desperation, in deep need, they will promise a lot of things. But when they receive it, change their mind. But this is God is not pleased with that. Amen? We just read that he's not pleased with that. Let us see what says Ecclesiastes 5, 1 and 2. What says in there? It says, walk prudently when you go to the house of God and draw near to hear rather than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they do not know what they do evil. Do not be rash with your mouth and do not be rash with your mouth. Let not your heart utter anything hastily. Amen. Promise things right away and then go back and let not your heart utter anything hastily before God. For God is in heaven and you on earth. Therefore, let your words be few. Amen. And also the book of Psalm 116, verse 14. Let us go together. What says in there for us this morning? I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Who can say amen? I will pay my vows to the Lord. I really want you to go back and think about the vows that you promised to the Lord. And I want you to fix that in Jesus' name. I pray that the Holy Spirit touch your heart. And I pray that you go back. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, the things that we promise and we do not fulfill, and soon we are hit by circumstances. And things are not going 100% in our favor. And we are taking this. I'm struggling. I cannot put my head up. There is something going on. Go back. Say, Lord, did I promise something? You say for me, it's better not to vow than to vow not promise. In Jesus' name, I want to be right with you. Amen? Because every promise that God gives to you, he never fails. But we as humans, we forget. Sometimes it's not that you are a bad person. It's not that. I'm not saying that. I never say that. But it's just because you forgot. But I want you this morning is go back to your memory and ask the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, speak to the Holy Spirit. He is good on that. He loves to remind us of things. And he will remind you. Today, let us examine ourselves, as I wrote over here, and take action. Get right with God so we can be blessed. Isn't that good? The blessings of the Lord wants to overtake you. The blessings of the Lord wants to go after you. But you need to be right with God, with aligning with the Spirit of the living God, and give and pay your vows if you have promised one thing for the Lord. Sometimes somebody is sick in your family. You say, Lord, if you heal my brother, if you heal my sister, if you heal my mom, if you heal my daddy, I promise you I'll do this. Please, Lord, don't take him. Don't take her. I promise you I'll do that. the Lord hear that prayer. The Lord spared that person's life. And we are very happy. And we are rejoicing. But we forgot. We say, oh, I'll do that later. I'm not. But this is not the promises that we have done. Amen? That's not the way. God listens to us. God listens to us. God hears us. God blesses us. God wants you to see you happy. He wants to bless you all the time. God loves you very much. And his promises is wonderful for you. He promised you a future and a hope. Hallelujah. He promised you that your sins are forgiven if when you give your life to Jesus. He promised that he will never leave you nor forsake you. He promised you, hallelujah, that he will be with you every day until the end. All these are promises upon your life, upon my life. He is fulfilling that. He never promised you one thing that he will go back in his word. What he said, he will do. Amen. And sometimes maybe that is why we haven't received our blessings 100%. God is waiting on you to be ready to receive. Hallelujah. You have promises that you haven't received yet. I have promises that I haven't received yet. And sometimes this promise is taking too long. So go back, say, Father, I owe you something? Have I vowed you something I have not promised you? I want to receive my promise. I want to be ready because you want to be ready to receive. Amen? God wants to send you that blessing. He don't want to delay any blessings in your life. Take action upon what you have promised to the Lord. God is waiting on you to be ready to receive your promises and your promises being fulfilled. David said on Psalm 139, in verse 23, 24, let us go there, says, he said, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. Wow, he called anxieties. And see if there is any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. There is anything wrong in me, Lord? There is anything that I have been doing that is not the way of you, the ways of the Lord? Show me, try me, search me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. We want to be well with God. We want not to be in wanting, finding wanting. But we want to be well in Jesus' name. Amen? Hallelujah. And we should want God to search our hearts, brothers and sisters, all the time. And discern whether we have improper motives also. He also let us ask the Holy Spirit to bring our memory what we have promised and forgot to be fulfilled our vows with God. Let us go to Job 22:27 says, you will make your prayer to him. He will hear you and you will pay your vows. Hallelujah. You'll pay your vows. He'll hear you, but you'll pay your vows. Let's go to, which more I get? Did I give you Numbers? Okay. So let's see what's in Numbers 30 and verse 4. And her father hears her vow and the agreement by which she has bound herself. And her father holds his peace. Then all her vows shall stand. And every agreement with which she has bound herself shall stand. Amen? Every agreement shall stand in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every agreement shall stand. With the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. I am not sure if I gave you Isaiah 43:26. No. Not that. Sorry. Proverbs 6:2. Proverbs 6 verse 2. You are snared. Do you know what the word snared means? You know, right? You are snared by the words of your mouth. You are taken. By the words of your mouth. It's serious. It's very important. We speak the same way. That scripture can be used also. When you speak blessings upon your life through the word of God. You use the word of God and you pray to yourself and you say, you promise this, Lord. Amen. You are snared by the words of your mouth. You are taken by the words of your mouth. Let us go also to, I think I give, which one I give you? The next one? Matthew. Okay, let us go to the book of Matthew. Yes, Matthew 12:37, I think. For by your words, you will be justified. And by your words, you will be condemned. Are we justified by the word? Amen. Yes, we are. We are justified by the word of God. And if we have promised something to the Lord, we don't want to fail. Amen. We want to be well. We want to be ready to receive the promises that God has done for us. God has made for us in the name of Jesus Christ. Because the Lord is faithful. Hallelujah. God is faithful in all his ways. And he is ready. The Bible says, I didn't give that to you, but it says in Jeremiah 1:12, then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word. God is ready to perform his word in your life. God is ready to perform his promises in your life. God is ready to fulfill every promise in your life that he gave you. Amen? I had, just as a testimony, I already gave this testimony, but I'll do it again now that we are live. You know, I was praying for a SUV. And I say, I want an SUV, Lord. I want an SUV. And about a year ago, the Lord revealed, show me in a glimpse. I saw a black SUV parked in front of my house. It was not on the side. It was just in front. Like, you get off the, step out, the car is right there. And it was black. You know, it was black. As I say, it was black SUV. I say, the Lord's going to give me a black SUV. Well, I believed. It didn't show which brand, which type of vehicle, but I knew it was a black one. You know, this was about a year ago. So just about 4 weeks ago, a promise was fulfilled. The black SUV is right there parked. You will see right there. Amen. Who can say amen? Amen? Hallelujah. It's to celebrate, brothers and sisters. This is blessings for God. He promises and he fulfills everything. Amen. He fulfills everything. So I have more promises. Amen. I have more promises by God himself, by prophetic word, and by his words. That is coming, it's about to happen in Jesus' name. Amen. Do you want your promises to be immediately fulfilled? Go back and say, Lord, have I promised also you something that I forgot, but I want to make right with you today? Or I want to do this week. I will do right away. He said for you, do not delay. Do not take long. Just do it. And sometimes I give to God. If I promise to give him something, I give before I receive. Because that is my faith working. Amen? Faith requires action. And I give to the Lord. And I am free. I have no anything, right? I have no doubt and nothing that I'm short of. I fulfilled my vows before the Lord. Amen. And I'm still asking God if there's anything that I promised you maybe some years ago and I do not remember. I want to do it. Bring to my memory, Holy Spirit. He will bring to your memory. He'll bring to my memory. And we fulfill our vows. So we'll be right with God in every way, shape, or form. Amen. God loves you. He wants to bless you. He is a blesser. He wants just not to bless you. He wants to pour upon you. God is a God of abundantly, abundance. He say he gave us life more abundantly. He uses the word more abundantly. Everything is more, is plenty. So he wants to shower his blessings upon you. Amen. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to be fulfilled. He wants you to be filled that you belong. He wants you to be, to have peace. He wants you to have joy. Amen. He wants you. Hallelujah. He wants to see you happy. Hallelujah. Do you receive this word this morning? Amen. May the Lord continually bless you and keep you. I want to pray over you. Isaiah 58:11. I read this morning, and I want to pray that I just need that. Isaiah 58:11. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to be, the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones, and you shall be like watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. May this scripture, hallelujah, be upon your life, that you prosper, that you be like a watered garden whose streams of water never fail. You'll never be in drought. You'll be in plenty. Hallelujah. And may God prosper you. Hallelujah. And give you his peace in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Are we still alive? Yeah. We will collect our offering. I'm going to ask Brother Chet to collect our offering this morning. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us give to the Lord. Give to God. Give with joy. Bless his name. And every offering that you give to the Lord, every blessings, every financial blessings, God will pour blessings also upon you. Amen. He say, bring unto me. Hallelujah. Bring the tithes and the offerings. So God can open the windows of heaven and pour his blessings upon us. And that blessing not only financially, but also physical. Is your healing. Amen. Is the blessings that God has for you in Jesus' name. Please stretch your hands towards this offering. Lord, we thank you so much that you are Jehovah Jireh, the God who supplies all our needs according to your riches and glory. Lord, I thank you for the blessings that you send upon everyone. I thank you, Father, for this offering to be used to bring many souls to the kingdom of God. May your name be glorified and magnified in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.